Can you become an exercise professional? Can you be a personal trainer as a full-time career path? What a great question. I could say yes, because I've done that all my life. But I've got somebody really special here to share with you that you can. And he thought that he couldn't. So if you've ever thought that you can't be an exercise professional because you might fail, you can't be a personal trainer because it won't work, you can't be have a career path in the exercise industry or profession because you can't make enough money, Jedi's going to prove that you can. Meet Jedi! Woohoo!
Hello.
So JedX10, which is Jed U.
Yep.
Which also stands for?
Just exercise daily for 10 seconds.
Woohoo! What a great name for a business. And you are a successful exercise professional with a home studio.
Yes, and I train 30 people a week.
How good does that feel?
Fantastic.
It's your career path, yeah?
Yep.
Didn't start there though, did you?
Didn't start there, no.
So Jedi's story is really, really cool. Let's go right back to the beginning. In your own headspace, when did you think I could be a personal trainer or I want to be a personal trainer? It was a seed of thought in your head.
The seed was actually sown from a past partner. A past partner.
Thank you, past partner.
You should be a personal trainer, you'd be good at it because you like the gym and that sort of thing. But
so were you a healthy, fit, strong human being? And you?
I had squishy bits. But I wasn't.
He had squishy bits. Is that a nice way of saying you were?
A little bit, yeah, comfortable.
Okay. But she thought you were a nice person, so you could be a great personal trainer. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you think you could be?
No.
All right. So how did that go from my girlfriend says I can to maybe I'm going to inquire about? How did that, what happened there?
A couple of things. One was hating the job that I was already in.
Which was
digging holes, working with Chorus, and joining cables in the ground.
So digging holes for a living, you didn't want to do that anymore?
No.
Okay.
And then...
So the pain of digging holes became a bit too much, which then said I could probably go and do something else.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Yep.
And then it was, okay, this personal training thing, and that's how I knew Savvy from playing cricket.
So he's one of the directors of Max, one of the owners of Max, and you met him at cricket.
Yep.
Yes.
And then...
Thank you, Savvy. And thank you from the 30-plus people that you look after. Because
yeah.
If you hadn't made that connection, you might not be doing what you're doing now. Is that right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, so sometimes it's the people in your life that help you along. So it's your girlfriend and now the director of Max.
Yeah.
Through cricket. Awesome. Yep.
So, yeah, and then it was just working out how I'm going to make it happen. And, yeah, talking to the right people. And then building up the tiniest little bit of confidence to start or to reach out in the first place.
So let's go to the education side, because a lot of people are really scared that they haven't learnt for a long time, they weren't good at school, they failed at school, I ran away from home and didn't finish school. How'd you go in school, mate?
School wasn't a great success, mate. I left early.
All right. So how do you then go from, I left school early, I'm digging holes, so I'm going to do I'm going to become an exercise professional and get an international fitness business diploma at a private college. Mate, that's a big step.
It was a big step, and it was hard work, working 40 hours a week, but achievable.
So you're working and studying at the same time?
Working and studying at the same time, yeah.
All right, so what you don't know is that we had a conversation about you behind your back, which we do with every student that applies to come to the Max Colleges, which was, do you think you can do this? Is he passionate? Is he serious? Because that's an application process. And what Savvy said about you, which is really interesting, is that he's really good at cricket. So if he can apply dedication and discipline to cricket, he should be able to apply that to a career path. Would that be fair?
Yes, yeah.
Was that a good analysation for a word that doesn't exist?
yeah, that would make sense.
All right, so he believed in you.
Cool.
Because otherwise you wouldn't have been accepted into the program.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so you start the program and you start studying.
Yep.
How did you go now?
Good, because I could study in my own time. And then there was always the times where it would be, shit, I can't. I'm not going to be any good at this, so I'll put it down and I'll stop. And it might be a week off. And then sometimes you'd do another week and then it would go to a month off.
Yep.
And then it was something inside would just eat away. Those little seeds or those things like the job that you hate would get you back on track. And then.
So there's a really important thing too, and this is a real life person who's now got a very successful personal training business. When he was studying, there was on and off for a lot of time, wasn't there?
Yes.
It was, I can't. So there's a process to this. Some people start the program and finish it in a short period of time.
Yep.
It took you a little while, didn't it?
About 13 months.
And so we've got a bit of wind here, but I want to stay outside because it's such a beautiful day. And fresh air and sunshine is so important as an exercise professional, isn't it?
Certainly is.
Yes. And you can study outside in the fresh air and sunshine.
Yep.
You don't have to sit in a stinky old classroom. You don't have to travel to a classroom. And you don't have to study at the speed of the people in the classroom, which is what I hate is about school. How about you?
I did hate that about school because I was the most disruptive person in class, according to my teachers.
Ah! Can anyone relate to that? I was the most disruptive person in the classroom.
A class clown, you might say.
Yeah, because you hated school.
Yeah, I wasn't passionate about what I was learning.
So the beautiful thing is, though, that you can study at your speed, where you want to study, at the way you want to study, so you can watch, listen, you can read. How did you study the most? Did you watch the videos or listen?
I listened while I was driving.
Ah.
I watched when I was at home. I read. I listened while I was digging holes and joining cables. Every opportunity I got, I would just learn, even when I was running.
So if you've got a lousy, stinking, rotten job, you can study there, if that's possible. When you exercise, you study. So there was never, I have to go to a classroom.
No.
That's a really important point. You don't have to be at a place at a certain time. You don't have to travel anywhere. No. Awesome. All right. So the gorgeous thing is, you not only did you graduate, but you're from Christchurch in New Zealand. And where did you graduate?
Brisbane.
Yes. So you came to Brisbane and your final exercise session face-to-face was on what day?
The day of the graduation.
Ah. So the reason I share that with you is that we customised the program to suit you. And for a lot of people, you have to turn up at the right time, at the right place to finish. We customised that you were coming to Brisbane and that you could do your face-to-face exercise session on the day of graduation.
Yeah.
And I just want to share that because everything that you want to do, we can make possible. The way you want to study, where you want to study, and how you want to do it. All right, so then we had a goal, didn't we?
Yes.
You're now qualified? Yes.
So, yeah, cruise ship. I wanted to go and work on a cruise ship.
As an exercise professional.
As an exercise professional. There was a wee challenge with that.
Yes.
You had to be good at public speaking.
Mm.
But I hated talking in front of people. I couldn't even talk one-on-one, which is why I had to finish my final exercise session with K-Man because I couldn't talk to people.
Yep. That's why we customise. A lot of people say to me, I can't do a video because I'm too scared to talk on a video. Isn't that funny? Today you're talking on a video. I'll give you, this is the personal, really personal thing. When we first met Jedi face to face, you actually couldn't have a conversation with him without him going red in the face. He was so shy and so embarrassed to talk that his little face would go red. All right, so if you go on cruise ships, you have to be able to do public speaking. So that was holding you back. That was a barrier.
Yep.
Yes. Interesting, there's a really great module in the program about how to be a great professional speaker.
Yes.
Yes. And let's go a step further. What do you do every day now, most days?
Make videos to send out to people to watch.
Please watch them. Jedi's Business Jet X10. His byline is Get Fit Without Shit or Get Fit No Shit.
Get Fit No Shit.
I just love it. It's so awesome. So the guy that was so shy is now so good at professional speaking that he does YouTube videos almost every day. Yes. Oh, wow, you've come a long way. All right, so there's a few other barriers. You were scared of professional speaking. When you said to your family, A, that you were going to be an exercise professional and B, you wanted to go on cruise ships as a career path, how did that go?
Well, one of the first questions I got asked was, what do you want to do that for?
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting.
So your family wasn't particularly supportive?
Not overly, no.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to work around that because it was a bit of a guilt trip. Sometimes you can get them, you know, why are you doing that? People have helped you to get here. You've got here, you're doing this. You know, you've been looked after. And then it's go, okay, if I do what I want to do, I'm potentially letting these people down to get to where I want to go.
And in the defence of your family, they did put you in a great position where you bought a home, didn't you?
Correct.
In Christchurch. Which is, how old were you when you bought your home?
26, I think.
And that was from digging hole money, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of protection around. Your parents want to protect you. They want the best for you. So they want you to be able to pay your mortgage.
Well, without them, I wouldn't have my house. So.
Yeah. That's my dog barking at you because he really likes people who like dogs. So thank you for bringing the pigs here today because he's going to think that's great. There's four dogs out there, as you know. And you have a dog.
I do.
Yes. Which you can spend a lot more time with your dog because you work from home. Yes.
We talked about having a job, no, sorry, having a career
yes.
where you could spend more time with your puppy dog at home rather than having to leave him for 8 hours during the day.
anybody else in that situation. I get that. So get that. Bentley agrees.
Yeah.
All right. So you had a home and you need to pay your mortgage, and traveling around the world on a cruise ship where you don't know how much money you're going to make, your parents weren't real keen, or your family wasn't real keen for that to happen.
Well, there's two options. Mm-hmm. You either make it happen or you don't.
Yes.
First, I chose not to make it happen. I made up that little excuse that I couldn't rent my house out and go and do it. But that wasn't the real challenge. The real challenge was that I was too scared to get out of my comfort zone and do the work to chat in front of people on a camera or in front of a group.
So thank you for being so honest. But I will always remember the conversation with you, because remember, Max is about personal coaching. So Jedi and I have done a lot of personal coaching, as you have with Savvy and Kayman over many, many years. But I remember saying to you, you and I are going to have a conversation one day, Jedi, where you are about to walk onto a 5-star cruise ship and you're going to travel the world on cruise ships. And I remember the look on your face. It was like, nah, not that to me. It was like, well, she's a lunatic. It's not going to happen. And then I got the phone call. And where were you?
Which one?
When you called the first day of the cruise ship.
Oh, I was in Venice.
And you were about to walk onto a cruise ship as an exercise professional.
Yes.
Venice in... which country?
Italy.
Italy. So the boy from Christchurch is now in Italy.
Yes.
About to get on a cruise ship.
The shy little kid who couldn't leave the bubble.
So you were an exercise professional on cruise ships. How many cruises did you do? Where did you travel? Where did you go? Who did you meet?
I was at sea for 9 months, 9.5 months. Mm-hmm. Met lots of amazing people.
Yes.
Crew and guests.
And gorgeous women.
Gorgeous woman.
Who you brought home with you to Christchurch. How good's that? Yes.
And the Mediterranean, Caribbean, Croatia, Italy, Greece, Malta.
And you were training people on a cruise ship as an exercise professional.
Training people on a cruise ship.
And how much professional speaking did you do?
Every day. It was a different seminar.
So it was feel the fear and do it anyway. You weren't fearless. You had to be courageous.
Yep.
And you did for 9 months.
That's it. And that's where the real learning happened.
Okay. So then the world kind of changed, didn't it? Because this thing happened where people had to be staying at home and there were no more cruise ships for, 3 years?
Yep.
So you came back to Christchurch with a gorgeous woman and back to your home.
Back to home, yeah.
And that home has a garage.
It does.
Yes. And what did you do with that garage?
Turn it into a gym.
Aha. That would be studio. A home exercise studio.
Yes.
Woohoo. Now, did you think you could have a business as a home exercise professional?
No, because I keep going back to my comfortable little jobs.
Mm-hmm. This is how life goes. Sometimes you've got to go a long way around to get to where you want to be. When did you know that you wanted to quit your job and you really wanted to put full-time effort into being an exercise professional at home?
Well, I knew from day one that was what I wanted to do, but I was always too scared to do it. But then it was a few events that happened at my last job where I was getting promised all these things and they never happened, so I just went, bugger this.
So it was promising money and promotions and things like that. Mm-hmm.
So I feel quite grateful now that I didn't get that, because if I had got that, I would have stayed in my little comfortable bubble and I'd still be literally working in the poo.
Well, a lot of people, when they go to quit their job, their boss or their company offers them more money to stay. So they end up in a lousy, stinking, rotten job with more money. They're still as unhappy, they just have more money. All right. So you quit your job.
Yep.
And you had to tell your family that you're going to quit your job, because your dad was involved in getting you that job, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
Yeah. So how did that go down?
So second time round was better, far more.
Oh, good.
Supportive.
Yeah.
Yes.
And your parents live pretty close to you, don't they?
5 houses.
Awesome. And they now know and experience you as a full-time exercise professional that's got a home exercise studio at home.
Yes.
Spending time with your dog, living your life the way you want to live it.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Which is why I'm down here.
Yes, because now you're in Central Otago, and this is where the story gets really cool. Did you ever think that you could be a martial artist competing at world championship level?
No.
And here you are training with Kayman today, getting ready to go to Canada to compete at the World Cup.
Yes.
In Taekwondo. And I'm sharing that with you because when you, and we had this conversation over dinner last night, people think I've got to believe in myself and I've got to be motivated and then I'll go do stuff. It's actually the other way around. Hey, Jedi.
It is the other way around, yes.
So when you do stuff, you believe in yourself. So the more that you did through your life, so I went on cruise ships and got good at public speaking. I'm doing YouTube videos. I've got a home studio. I'm going to go to the World Cup in Canada and become a world champion. The more you do, the more you do. The less you do, the more scared you become. Yes. And you're a living, breathing example of that, because there's been lots of times in your life when you've been scared to do anything and you haven't done anything. Would that be fair?
That would be very fair.
So you're a real, for me, Jedi is the ultimate... I can do this if I don't give up, because the only reason you fail is if you give up. And you've thought a few times that you've failed, haven't you? But yep. You never actually gave up.
No.
Because here you stand.
That's right.
With a beautiful polo shirt on, on YouTube every day, with clients. And now we're the next step to the process, the coaching process, is that you can travel the world as an exercise professional and have an online business.
Yes.
So that'll be our next time we chat to people, won't it?
It will be.
Because at the moment, that's also, I'm not sure I can do that.
Correct.
Yeah. So and I will share very openly and passionately and excitedly that the MAX program is all about every single step. So now we'll coach you through the process of having an online business. And we're going to make that happen. So the next video will be, I've got an online business. So what do you love most about being an exercise professional, having a studio at home? What do you love most?
I just love... helping people get results.
And your clients, who are they?
Clients are all different. I have 81-year-olds, I have 19-year-olds.
Just quickly, your 81-year-old?
Yeah.
She's the New Zealand bowling champion,
isn't she? She's the bowl champion. She's got 5 New Zealand bowl stars.
Yep.
And she's just a weapon.
And she comes to train with you because she wants to be stronger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wants to get fitter and stronger for bowls for the next year when she's 82, 83.
So awesome. And you've taken another client, lost a lot of weight and did a half marathon, is that
yep,
right?
30 kgs and then run a half marathon in Queenstown. So that's pretty cool.
How rewarding is that?
It's, I guess unless you experience it, it's pretty hard to, you know, it's you got to reflect on it and it's just pretty incredible.
So when you compare that to waking up and having to get in a truck and go dig holes...
Well, I mean, I was helping people get fast internet, but I mean, they get that anyway.
Isn't that, see his positive attitude?
From fresh air.
And what's really important is that whatever you're doing at the moment, you have to create enough pain to change. And that's where you're at now with the online business too, isn't it? Because you've got a successful exercise home studio, which is comfortable again.
Yeah, it is.
So if you want to get out of your comfort zone, and because if you want to travel the world, you can't have a home exercise studio. You have to be able to travel, which means you've got to have an online business. So where do you want to travel?
Everywhere.
And isn't that a great answer? Max. So just to have a career or business that you love, to be financially free and to have great people in your life, you have to do that. It's not going to fall out of the sky, as I always say, in a pretty fit box.
Definitely. Unfortunately not.
So could you please share with from your heart to the person listening who thinks that they can't be an exercise professional, what's your advice?
My advice is never give up. If you want to do it, find out how to do it from people who are already playing the game at a higher level, and just do it and then learn how to do it better as well.
Thank you, Jedi.
Easy as that.
No, give me fight stance. World Cup Taekwondo in Canada. Woohoo!
Boom.